This is Riverside Connected.
On Riverside Connected, it was on stage at the North High School Theater, but this was no act. Graduating seniors watch a real DUI sentencing.
The defendant had already pled guilty to misdemeanor driving under the influence, and so the sentencing portion of the trial was brought here.
And local honors. The Riverside Sport Hall of Fame inducts 7 people. Riverside raises money to help its sister city, and Mayor Loveridge travels to Japan to personally deliver the check. We also have a follow-up to an earlier story. Find out why one Riverside homeowner will save hundreds of dollars in water this summer.
We have a dynamic landscaping, has a lot of movement, has a lot of character. There has not been a water bill over 50.
And the first La Sierra Grand Prix races into Riverside.
We're pretty excited about this opportunity to show off Ward 7 pride.
This is Riverside Connected. I'm Kira Green. Welcome to Riverside Connected. Riverside's first ever La Sierra Grand Prix brought out the competitive spirit. It was a full day of go-kart racing. The goal was to win, of course, and to raise money.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engine. A wave of the flag and go-kart racers put the pedal to the metal in the inaugural La Sierra Grand Prix. 8-year-old Max Porter from Riverside got excited watching the super fast go-karts making sharp turns and racing around the track.
They go really, really fast and just try to pass each other. I really like it because I like to see the designs of the cars and see all the excitement and stuff.
Especially exciting for people who live in La Sierra, hundreds of visitors at the event strip mall.
It was an opportunity for the people of La Sierra Lanza to say, here's who we are, to invite everybody out, have a great time, have great fun. What's more fun than racing?
Plus, go-kart racers pitted themselves against police, firemen, school principals, people a lot of folks all wanted to race or run over. Kim Garcia watched her daughter get behind the wheel.
They're for everybody. So that's what's great. They're for the whole family.
Go-kart racing really started to get popular in the 1960s. It's regarded as an entry level into big motorsports like NASCAR. Mario Andretti, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Jeff Gordon, they all got their start in go-kart racing.
Spectators looked on and cheered for 3 rounds of racing.
Riverside has a rich history, obviously, from Riverside International Raceway to the Magnans, who have the museum, and of course, kind of a legendary history in racing, and obviously, this kind of brings it to a head on a smaller level.
Non-kart enthusiasts stayed entertained with a live band and balloon sculpting clowns.
We're pretty excited about this opportunity to show off Ford 7 Pride. We will absolutely do this every year, just make it bigger and better next year.
In the La Sierra area of Riverside, I'm Kira Green, and this is Riverside Connected.
The La Sierra Grand Prix raised money for students and student athletes in that area. The money raised will go toward purchasing new equipment and uniforms for school sports. In May, Mayor Ron Loveridge visited Riverside's sister city of Sendai, Japan. He was there to deliver a check to help with relief efforts as Japan recovers from the earthquake and tsunami damage. Mayor Loveridge delivered a check for $500,000. The funds will be managed for Sendai by the Sendai Social Welfare Council. The money was raised in Riverside by roughly 4,000 people who made donations ranging from $5 to $10,000. You're watching Riverside Connected. The 9th annual Riverside Sport Hall of Fame inducted new members.
At the Landis Auditorium at Riverside Community College, a big audience sat at attention. Each year welcomes a new class of inductees. They're nominated by the community and voted on by members of the Riverside Sport Hall of Fame for induction. This Hall of Fame recognizes people from Riverside who've achieved, as an athlete, coach, or contributor, a level beyond all others. Hundreds of people came to watch the honor.
I came out here with my family to see my uncle, who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame, Ray Dalton.
The Hall of Fame inductees' names get engraved on the Wall of Distinction. People who have brought fame and honor to Riverside through their participation in their chosen sport are nominated and inducted into the Hall of Fame.
On Thursday, May 19th, Riverside Mayor Ron Loveridge and his wife, Marsha Loveridge, were honored by the Mission Inn Foundation. The annual Frank Miller Civic Achievement Award dinner is presented to an individual or group that has provided outstanding civic leadership, service, and support to the community in the tradition of Frank Miller, the founder of the Mission Inn. Marsha and Ron Loveridge have devoted many years of their lives to support the city of Riverside and everyone who lives here.
Riverside and the Inn. Marsha and I thank you for your support over many years. It was and is fun.
Without question, across California, Riverside has been a leader in efforts to go green. One yard in Riverside definitely stands out. More than 10,000 square feet of lawn was removed. It was replaced with water-wise landscape and massive savings on the water bill.
You're looking at more than 10,000 square feet of lawn. The owner of this Riverside home decided to go green, which meant getting rid of all this thirsty turf. We first showed you this home last year. During the summer, the water bill would top $600. This summer will be very different.
Since this project has been completed, and it was completed the week of Halloween, the biggest water bill, there has not been a water bill over $50 a month.
This is the largest private turf removal project in the city of Riverside. We followed it from day one when the lawn was removed along with several of the trees. The goal was to that used drought-tolerant plants and rocks to create a yard and earth-friendly.
In people that are putting in yards now, especially people that are building homes or buying new homes and fixing them up, are really noticing it's not the same old let's roll out sod like we roll out carpet and just put in a sprinkler system. Because as we all know, water prices. And so sod takes so much water, your average monthly going to be. Residents are starting to realize that now.
You have a dynamic shaping, has a lot of movement, has a lot of character. As you walk through, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So yeah, it's a scape as opposed to just an expanse of green turf.
You can learn more about different ways to go green and save money at greenriverside.com. Riverside has opened an animal shelter with the exclusive purpose of helping homeless pets. It's the first of its kind in the city of Riverside. You are looking at a shelter for pets that don't have homes. It opened on May 19th. There are similar shelters in other cities, but this is the first in Riverside.
The idea came up from a tour that a large group of people took to Los Angeles to the Path Mall there with Councilman Gardner, and they actually have a pet kennel there. It's one, the only one that I know of, other one certainly in California, possibly in the country.
The purpose of this shelter is to offer a place where homeless people who are receiving services from the city and the county can keep their animals while they're receiving those services. Previously, we weren't able to provide services to people with animals or many people with animals because they didn't want to be separated from their animal. Their animal is their family.
The building is made from wood. There are solar panels on the roof, which also collects and recycles rainwater.
It's eco-friendly because we have some recycled wood that we're using and fiberglass material. We also have LED lighting and a solar panel to operate those lights. We also have a water retention system built into the building, which means that whenever it rains, the roof is manufactured so that the water will flow into a catch basin, and from that catch basin it goes into a container, and then from the container irrigation.
This shelter is made exclusively for homeless people in Riverside with pets. The shelter was empty on opening day, but that will change. For people who need help, it's free.
In normal operation, the animals will be out with the people in the daytime. For people who are in a treatment program or job training program during the day, their animal can stay here. At nighttime, the animals will essentially be in the kennel for the evening.
The shelter is located in Ward 1. I'm Kira Green, and this is Riverside Connected. You may not know about it yet, but there's a playground at Riverside's Fairmount Park specifically designed for children dealing with some type of disability. On May 21st, Riverside held the My Playdate event at this playground at Fairmount Park. This is no ordinary playground. It's specifically designed to be fun for kids of all kinds, regardless of age or ability.
You know, this playground, the Universal Accessible Playground, it represents really opportunities, accessibility for our students.
Kids who may otherwise feel uncomfortable at other playgrounds have a lot to enjoy here.
To be able to have the access into playgrounds like this is just a wonderful, wonderful experience for the students.
There are no stairs here. This is designed so that children in wheelchairs and children with walkers or who just don't do well on uneven surfaces can go up and use this entire facility.
It's known as the Universal Playground, and it's designed so that all children will enjoy without feeling excluded. Sunny days call for enjoying time outside. Hundreds of people helped the UCR Botanical Gardens. At the same time, they enjoyed food and wine. Sounds of the mountains filled the air, but this is a garden in the middle of Riverside, the UCR Gardens. The annual Primavera in the Gardens event brings out hundreds of people, all appreciating and tasting great wines and testing out food from some of Riverside's most well-known restaurants. All of this enjoyment equals the Botanical Garden's biggest fundraiser of the year. This was the 13th UCR held the Primavera in the Gardens, all while surrounded by fresh botanical flowers.
Students at North High School recently had the chance to see something they would not otherwise be able to see in person. While it may have been uncomfortable to watch, it was a strong dose of reality for students about to graduate.
It happened May 11th on stage at Riverside's North High School. This performance was real.
It's a person that's had one or two drinks that thinks they're fine, that thinks that, oh, I can drive after two drinks, it's no big deal at all.
Superior Court Judge Jacqueline Jackson took her courtroom to the stage at North High School. Again, this case is real, which is why we are not showing the defendant, who is a teenager. He had been convicted of drinking and driving, and this was his sentencing.
The defendant had already pled guilty to misdemeanor driving under the influence, and so the sentencing portion of the trial was brought here. It's difficult to bring 500 kids to the court, but if we can bring the court here, then the students can see exactly what happens during a sentencing hearing.
The program is known as Real Choices, Real Consequences. The Riverside Police Department wants students to see the actual process and consequences of a DUI conviction. And the theater full of students watched what they would otherwise not be able to see in person.
They get to actually see that there's $2,800 in fines and that he has to go to jail.
After the sentencing, the students were able to ask questions, and they also watched the well-known video, Red Asphalt. The DUI education film has been remade with video from real events.
It's real officers, real crashes, and once again, we're showing the realness of what can happen when you make those poor choices and you drink and drive.
What North High students watched at their own school is an example of what happens in courtrooms across Riverside County every day.
I'm Kira Green. We thank you for joining us. This is Riverside Connected.
This is Riverside Connected.